Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Kuf Yud Zayin, a mere 3 days before the Siyam. We have some fun Agadah to get through. Hope you have something exciting planned. Finishing Bava Kama is a real accomplishment, so Mitzvah Shem should be very proud. And let's get to it. So the Mishnah says on daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amabez, HaGozel Sode Mechaveru V'Natlua Masikim. Now, a person is a ganav, right? He steals a field from his friend. Right, and then masikim, which is people like onsim, or people who come to kind of grab the field from other people, right? And they come and take it from the ganav. So what happens in makas medina? If it's happening all over the place, so omar lo reishach alefanacha. So the robber, the ganav, can say, hey, listen, they didn't do it to me; they did it to everybody. So your field is here. There's nothing I could do. In machmas agazlin, but if they took it, let's say from the government or these ganavim, these. Masikim took it because of the robber himself. So then Chayav Lamed Lo Sodeh Acher. Then he has to pay him back another field. And the Gemara will get to exactly what are we talking about in that case. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Manditani Masikin Lo Mishtabish and Umanditani Matzikin Lo Mishtabish. Just a textual kind of analysis, right? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak points out that whatever girsa you had in the Mishnah, whether it's Masikin or Matzikin, right, both of those are legitimate. So Manditani Matzikin Lo Mishtabish. Matzikin works in the Mishnah. The Chiyuk Sebazik says, B'matzor V'matzok. Again, that's in the Tokach, if I'm not mistaken. And literally, Matzok means oppressed or oppressing, that the enemy is going to mess with you. So we see that, again, these are people who bother other people and kind of take things against their will. Mantani Masikin, right, if you have the lashon of Samech instead of a Tzadik, so then that works also. Lo Meshtabesh, you haven't made a mistake. The Chiyuk Sebazik says, Yeresh HaTzlatzal. Tzlatzal is the... the arbe, the locusts, and we're talking minan yachsenene saka. That saka, again, saka is that same lashon, right? Saka, right? Masikin, right? So again, just like locusts, like steal, right, wherever they go, right, and take things that's not theirs, right? So that's also what we're going for over here. Okay, in machmas hagazlan chayiv, if these masikin took it because of the gazlan, so then he has to pay, right, the owner, right, for the field that he caused him to lose. Like, tell me what's the case? Right, if you tell me that they took the guys, meaning they wanted the robbers, the ganav's field, right? But they didn't take all other fields, meaning it was literally, they just went straight to the ganav. Well, we learned that from the Reisha, right? That's the opposite of the Reisha. The Reisha says, first part of the Mishnah says, if it's because they're taking everybody's, then he's potter, implying that if they went straight to his door and knocked on the door, right, so then he's the one who's chayiv. Right, in Makamas Medina, so Ilolo, implying that if it's the god of Mamash that they went to his house, right, that he would be chayef. So Kumar says, Lo Tzricha de Achve Achvuye, where he pointed, where he showed the cases where the god of showed the Masikim, let's say, which field to take. Meaning he didn't actually steal the field, right? They were looking for a field to take, and he pointed them, right, at your field in that case, right, and he has to pay back the guy he pointed to. Lishnechuina, another lashon, another kind of version of what we said before. Hachmayaskina, what's the case? Kigon dan sua uvud kochavim, where people, again, they forced him, the goyim forced him, v'amilei, and they said, achzuye arase, right? And they said, show me what your property entails. I mean, show me your land. And sure enough, he showed him the three fields that he owned and the one he stole. So since he pointed that out, so he has to pay. Right? He could have left his out. Right? He could have left that one out, the one that he stole. But since he included it, so then he has to pay. There was a guy who pointed out, who showed these masikim. Right, the land and the wheat, right, of the Reish Galusa. So also the Mekamei, the Rav Nachman, so they went to Rav Nachman, and the Chayev, Rav Nachman, Shlomei, Rav Nachman said, Yechayev. Yosef, Yosef, Achorei, the Rav Huna Barachia, Rav Yosef was sitting by Rav Huna Barachia, Yosef, Rav Huna Barachia, Kamei, the Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna Barachia was sitting by Rav Nachman. Amalei, Rav Huna Barachia, the Rav Nachman, said, Dino Knasa, are you charging them midin? Meaning, like, from that they're, it's Nezek, it's damages, right, or is it a Knas, right, is it a fine that you're making him pay? So Amalei, Masnisani, said back to him, it's a Mishnah. Right, it's not. Right, in Machmas HaGazlan, Chayev Lahamid Lo Soda, right, our Mishnah. Right, if the Gazlan's fault, if it's the robber's fault, so then he has to pay back. Well, Kim Ned Achvuye, when the case is, we said, well, he pointed it out. So again, so if he pointed it out, right, so then you're gonna have to pay for it. So the Gemara says, Boshed Denav, like I said, after he left, after Nachman left, Amalei Rav Yosef, Nachman Bar Yechiga, my Nafkim Milachamina. Right, what do you care? Edina iknasa. If it's a knas or a din, so Amalei said back to him, Edina garminan le, gamrinan mine, iknasa lo gamrinan mine. If it's a din, if it's a halacha, let's say this is just random, regular nizikin cases, so you can say right that you can learn to other cases. If it's knas, so then it is that's a strict to this case, and you can't learn it elsewhere. What are we trying to learn? So just again, just not to get into the whole topic, but if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi gamrinan mehay ma'isa derev Nachman the shar garmi. The Nezikin de Alma. This is something called, we've talked about a couple times in the Sechta, Dina de Garmi, that if you cause someone else a loss, right, you are going to be Chayev. Now, again, the whole discussion in the Rishonim, whether that's the same as Grama, but okay, Rashi says the word of Garmi, so let's just use that. Right, and Tosas had pointed that out on Amud Beis as well, that we're dealing with the situation of Garmi. Right, do we learn from this case that other cases of Garmi are likewise Chayev, and it depends on whether it's a din, if it's that's the halacha, if it's a nezikin case, or if it's just a knas, then you know, fine to this case that we're not going to be able to learn elsewhere. So Gemara says, "Minat tamer the knas lo garminan." First of all, before we even get to that, right? How do you know that you can't take a scenario where you learn a fine of a knas and learn it to other places? The Tanya was learned in a brisa. Parishonim hayu omrim matami menasech. Originally, back at the first glance, the first time, right, Chazal said that if someone is metame or menasech, that they're going to be chayiv. And what does that mean? So metame, if someone's metame, someone's truma, right? And menasech, if someone pours someone's wine, right, for an avodah zara. By both cases, well, you're damaging the item in question. Now, you're not damaging the item, but you're just damaging its value, right? Because a metame, right, tame truma, or tame kachim, right, is obviously, if it's usable at all, let's say that it's obviously worth much less. And nisuch hayayin, if you're already going to pour someone's wine for avodah zara, so then it's usher ba'ana, you're right, you're not, it's completely eliminating all value that it has, it's usher. You have to get rid of it. But we're going to say that the Chazal made, right, they said that those two scenarios, even though it's hezek shein unikar, it's damage that you can't see, right, because the item still exists, right, but it's halachically usher, and therefore the value is zero, and therefore they have to pay for that. Chazru lomar afam medamea, right, they included medamea, is when you mix chulin and truma, right, and now what you have to do is you have to sell to the kohen. So chulin, regular produce, right, can be sold to anybody. Chulin and truma can only be eaten by a kohen, because we don't know what its status is, right, again, we're not sure where the truma is, etc., right, so the kohen is that's obviously a much less, much smaller market, right, for that produce. It's also been damaged, right, in halakhically, not to your eyes, right, but in terms of the money. So the Gemara just points out, and what the diuk is that chazru in lo chazru lo. Had they went and included medamea, that would not have been able to be learned out from metame and menasech. My time, but why is that? Lav mishum de knasi, knasi lo gamina mene. It must be, right, because you couldn't have learned, right, even though those are similar cases of hezek shein unikar, right, you couldn't have learned, since they're knas, they're fine, you couldn't have learned medamea from metame and menasech. So the Gemara says, not really. Because that wasn't the concern over there, but back in the day, they were nervous about a big loss and not a small loss. And in the end, right, they were also concerned for a smaller loss of money, right, just depending on, how big the damages were. The Gemara says, ain't really, is that really true? Right, that we're not concerned, right, if it's a smaller loss, right, that's why we're going to be able to make them pay back, and not because you can learn one class than the other. Vatana avu de Rabbi Avin, right, Rabbi Avin's father said that really it was b'rishona hayu omer metame midamea. Originally the gzera was, or the din was, that the Chazal said that metame and midamea were the original ones, and then chazru lomer afa menasech, and then they included, right, pouring someone's wine for avodah zara, and chazru in lo chazru lo. Again, the implication being that you couldn't have learned, right, menasech from the other two, and therefore, since they included it in the din, right, that's why you got paid. Yeah, they have to pay for it, but otherwise you couldn't have learned it on your own. My time, isn't that true? Isn't that because lav mishum de lo garmina kenasa? Right, isn't that because, right, we don't learn one knas to the next, even though they're both cases of hezek shein unikar? So Gemara says, not really, because meikar savri k'Rabbi Avin u'l'vasof savri k'Rabbi Yirmiya. Right, originally they held like Rabbi Avin, and then they held like Rabbi Yirmiya. What's that? So the Gemara explains, right, meikar savri k'Rabbi Avin, originally they held like Rabbi Avin, dam Rabbi Avin zorek ches mitchilas arba. It changes it to the sof arba. If someone shot an arrow from four amos, right, again on Shabbos Usher to be mahalach dal adam shus rabim. So if someone shoots an arrow from one place to the next, you need an akira and hanacha. You need an uprooting from where it is. You need a hanacha, a landing where it is. And again, sure enough, obviously, let's say you're standing 4 amos away from the target, so he shoots an arrow 4 amos away from the target, and v'kara shirayim balichaso. Sure enough, there was a shirt that was hanging right in front of the target, and the arrow tore the shirt or the material, right, when it was going through the air. The din is that you're potter from paying for the shirt, because akira tzarech anachi, because akira, right, the uplifting of the item, right, the uprooting of the item is necessary for the hanacha, right, for the arrow to land in the target, you have to actually pick it up and shoot it, and therefore it's one continuous motion, and was chayiv benafsho, and then therefore you are chayiv misa on Shabbos, right, throughout the entire action, and therefore we apply the concept of kimle b'rav mineh, that if you get two punishments, you're only going to be chayiv for the more serious one. Now, we have pointed out earlier in the Masechta that has to happen at the exact same time. So since Akira Tzarech Hanacha, since we view the shooting of the arrow as one continuous motion, right, so then you're going to be chayiv, right, that's the chiyuv, and therefore when you chayiv money from that case, you're not going to have to pay the money, right, because it is Akira Tzarech. So too, originally by the menasech, by the pouring of the wine, because originally they thought that you have to pick up the wine in order to pour it and serve the avodah zarah, right? And therefore it's one entire process, and therefore when you messed up this guy's wine and causing him a loss, right, you're chayv misa for worshiping the avodah zarah, which therefore, right, you're going to be potter. Well, the basof, but at the end, sabrik Rabbi Yirmiyah, then they decided, like, Rabbi Yirmiyah, dam Rabbi Yirmiyah, meshasak ba kniya. Right, that from when you lift up, right, the wine, right, then he's konaid, he acquires it, achayev lemamon, and you're obligated, right, to pay the money. And sure enough, you're not chayev for the avodah zarah until you actually pour it and you worship the avodah zarah, and therefore, right, it's not kimle because it's not happening in the exact same time, right, and since and that then therefore that you can interpret that brisa like that, and therefore it doesn't prove anything, right, about knas learning from one way to the next. Okay, now we're going to talk about, again, a similar case where, you know, we talked about the government or the Masikin coming and saying, hey, point out a field that we can take. So Gemara is going to shift gears a little bit and go back talking about that and a couple of stories about that scenario. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikla the Bei Abioni, right? He went to Bei Abioni. So also the Kamei de Rava. And sure enough, he met Rava. Amalei said to him, Klum Maisa Bali Atcha, what's going on? What any shilas you have recently? So Amalei said to him, Yisrael Shansu of the Kochavim, right? There was a Jew who was, a goy came and forced him, right? Vehera Mamon Chavero Bali Adi, right? And Vehera Mamon Chavero. And sure enough, the Jew showed the goy, right, somebody else's money that he could take. And Bali Adi, that shilas came to me, right? Does that Jew have to pay for the money he showed the guy? And sure enough, the chayav tiv, I told him that he's chayav. And Amar Lei, so Rabbi said back to him, so Ahadiruv Deo Lamari, right? You should go back, right, and return it and reverse that decision. Tanya's willing to, right? So Yisrael Shansu of the Kuchavim, Vehera Mamon Lechavero. Again, this is exactly the same case. A guy forces a Jew to show him, where can I take some money? So Potter, right? He's Potter. He does not have to pay. Pasha says if there's some sort of threat over there, right? Obviously. But if he actually went and picked up the item with his hand, right, and placed it in his palm, let's say he took the cash and gave it to him, so then he's going to be chayef. So he showed that Rav Huna, what was it? Rav Huna Bar Yehuda was mistaken. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said. So one second, sorry. Okay, could be right. Okay, yeah, fine. So he said, Imhera me atzmo kenasa v'natan biyad dami. If he showed it to him without being forced to, meaning he just me atzmo, right? He did it on his own. So then it's as if he took it in hand and gave it to him, right? If he just wanted to be like, hey, by the way, you can take this stuff. So then he's chayiv and he has to pay. Ahu gaver dan tzu over kochavim v'achve achmare derav mari breder of pinchas breder of chista. There was a certain guy who was, you know, the over the kochavim, the goyim forced him. Hey, where can we get some stuff? And they, sure enough, they showed him the wine of Rav Mari. And then Amrulay said to him, Dari v'amti behadan. They said, okay, now, you Jew, right, you carry it with us, right? We're going back to where we came from. So, v'dari v'amti behadan. So sure enough, right, he listened, right? He slept on his back and he went with him. So also the committee, Rav Ashi, they went to Rav Ashi later to see if he had to pay for it, and Patrine, sure enough, he said it was Potter. Amalei, Rabban, Rav Ashi, they said to him, why, V'atanya, V'nasa, B'yad, Chayiv, didn't we just learn, right, if he literally put it in his hand, if he took it, physically took it, then he's going to be Chayiv. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back to them, Hani mili hikadolo okme iloi meikara. That's only when he didn't, when he originally, right, go right? And what's it called? And bring them originally. But aval hecha de okmei lo meikara. But if he first, right, took them to it, so then mikle klaya, right, the money is already gone. And meaning if they forced him to show, and he didn't, it's not a scenario where he's going to be chaya for that. So then that money is already gone. The fact that he schlepped it on his own, right, not on his own, he schlepped it at their request, right, that's not considered as if he put it in his hand. Eser Rabbi Avo le Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi went to Rav Ashi. Amar lo ones. If a guy, a masikin, right, somebody who's forcing someone to take something, he says, give me that straw, give me that barrel or bundle of straw, oh eshkol anavimzeh, or these grapes, v'hoshelo, and the guy gives it to him, you're going to be chayef. So that's, again, that's all, exactly what, against what Rav Ashi said, right? If a guy says to do it, and you do it, so then you're going to be chayef. Kumar says, no, koi betray ivrei nara. The case would be where they're on different sides of the river, and therefore the goy has no ability to get it himself, and he could never access it. Right? The Jew could just turn around and ignore him, right? And the goy would never be able to get it. But so in this case, if the Jew helped him, so then he's going to be chayiv. And the Ganami, sure enough, this makes a lot of sense. The Katani Hoshiv v'lo tani tain. Right? It says, reach it out to me and not just give it to me. And therefore, shmami na. Right? We see that that's exactly what the case is. Ahushu to have a minsu ala betray. There was a trap of animals. Two people were fighting about, and v'hai amar didihu. Both of them said it was mine. And also chaminai masra the par hagna demalka. One of them, sure enough, gave it to, right, the tax collectors or whatever of the king. So amar bai said yachol olomar anaki masri didi masri. The guy can claim and he can say, when I gave over mine. Rava said, what do you mean kol kamine? Can he really do this? What do you mean they're fighting over stuff? Now the din is halacha is. Usually, when you're not usually, but sometimes when you're fighting, two people are fighting over something, we say kol da'alim gvar, that whoever is stronger will get it, and it seems to be like this guy was stronger. Whoever says he can't do that in this case, because that's only, that's what's it called? That is not, why is it not relevant over here? Meaning you're not allowed to give it to someone else to take. Meaning, you're not, I assume, but you're not allowed to give it to the guy. Okay, El Amar, I'm not sure exactly 100%, but El Amar Rav Shaz Meshamtinan Le, right? Ad De Maisi Le V'Koy Bedina. Well, we have to bring it back, right? And you have to bring it to Beis Din, and then that's meaning Pashas. I assume what Rav was saying is that that's only once Beis Din has decided, right? That Kol Da'alim Gvar, you can't just take that right into your own hands. Okay, but I'm not 100% sure if that's. I'd have to chazer that. Okay. Ahu gavra to have a boy, achvui atine dechavre. There was a guy who wanted to show someone else's straw to these masikin, to the king's people. And that's kamei the Rav. And Amarle, right, they went to Rav and he said, lo t'chavi. Don't do that. Don't show it to them. Right. Amarle, he said back to him, machvino, achvino. He's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to show it to him. And this is Yossi Rav Kahana, kamei the Rav. And sure enough, Rav Kahana, this is, I don't know if it's a famous story, but Rav Kahana got up in front of Rav, and sure enough, Shamte l'koy mine, where he snapped the guy's neck. Right, again, this is a din called a moser. He was going to give someone's stuff over to the king, to the government or whatever. He decided that this guy was chayiv, and therefore he killed him. So karle ilove, right, banayich ulfu shachvu barosh kol chutzos kato Nichmar. I mean that pasuk is talking about the Bnei Israel, right, are falling right underneath like a wild ox, like trapped, that they're basically like underneath the Avodah Zarah, the goyim, right? Mato ze kevan shenafal b'nichmar ein rachman alav. Just like if an ox falls into a trap, nobody cares. Af mamash Yisrael kevan shenafal be'ah over kachavim ein rachman alav. Right? Just like so too, the money of a Jew, right? If it's already goyim have taken it, so nobody's going to do anything about it. And l'choro, the implication here is Rashi points out, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. No, he doesn't say that, but the Pasha says they end up getting killing Jews. So Rashi says, Shapir Vavad to the Kutlay, right? It's good that you killed, meaning it was a praiseworthy thing that Rav Kahana killed him. But, however, meaning because it was going to lead to bloodshed eventually. Excuse me. But Amalei Rav said to him, Kahana, or Amalei Rav Kahana, I'm not sure if that's. Pasha says that's Amalei Rav, Kama, Kahana. Ad ha'idna havu parsoi, right? The lokabdu ha'shvichas damim. Problem is that the Jews were living under the Persians at that point, right? Not at that point, but beforehand, right? They were living under the Persians who didn't care about murder, but hashadika yavnoi. But then they got put under the rule of the Greeks, and then the kabdu ha'shvichas damim, and they do care about murder. V'amri mardin mardin, and they're going to say you're a murderer. So kum sak la'arid Yisrael, go run, run away, right, to Eretz Yisrael. V'kabdu alecha delok takshi. The Rabbi Yochanan Shevin Shannon, and you have to when you go to Rabbi Yochanan, who is Gadoldor, right? When you go to Rabbi Yochanan, there can't ask him any kashes, right? For 7 years, and the Chora that was a kapara, right, as the Marashah writes, because he was more halacha b'fnei Rabbo, that he paskened in front of his Rebbe and I took it into his own hands. So he said you have to go to Rabbi Yochanan and ask him no kashes, right? Ask him no kashes. So Ozil Ashkelad Reish Lakish. Sure enough, right? He went to the second in command, right? He went to Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, right? Reish Lakish, and the Yosef become a Simon sit to the Dilma the Rabbanan, right? Reish Lakish was there learning chazering what Rabbi Yochanan had taught, and Amar Lehu, right? Reish Lakish Heicha. So he said, where's Reish Lakish? Amar Leh Yemai. He said, what? So the Talmidim there said to Rav Kahana, why do you need Reish Lakish? So Amar Lehu, he said to him, Hi Kushav, Hi Peruka. I got this answer. Right, I got a shmooze with him. Meaning, Rav Kahana still want to talk on learning, but if he wasn't allowed to go to Rav Yochanan, at least he went to the head Talmud, which was Reish Lakish. So Amar Leh Reish Lakish, also Reish Lakish, So they went to Reish Lakish with all this stuff, all these kashas, all these answers that Rav Kahana had, and sure enough, Azor Reish Lakish, Amar Leh Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, yo, right, Ari Allah mi Bavel, there's a lion that came from Bavel, Lion Marbim Sitta Lamachar, and he's going to figure out what you have to say in the shmooze, right? Yeah, you got to make sure you're saying over the sheer good tomorrow, right, because you have this guy coming with all these kashas. Lamachar, the next day, at Osfei B'dar Kama, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, they sat Rav Kahana, right, in the first row. Back then, they used to set the Talmidim based on rank. So they set him in the first row, which was, obviously great kavod. Amar Shmaitze v'lo akshe, and sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan said the shir, and Rabbi Kahana didn't say anything. Shmaitze, he said another shir, v'lo akshe, he didn't say anything. Right? Anchaza yachori shevadare, and sure enough, they saw he didn't say anything. Right? Again, Pasha says the other Talmidim were asking kashas. He kept his mouth shut, and so sure enough, they put Rav Kahana on the back, right? Seven rows. Adosifne b'dare basra until the back row, right? So they literally sat and moved them to the back. Right? I guess, listen, cutthroat, yeah, but emistic, right? The best Talmidim in the front. It's like, you should always shoot to be in the front, I guess. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan the Rishim Reish Lakish Arei Shamarta Nasa Shual. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, "What? It's not a lion. He's a fox." He didn't say anything. So Amar said, so Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana said, after he heard that, Yehi Rava Dahani Shavadari Lahavi Chilub Shavashanan Damer Rav. Must be, right, that the seven rows they went backwards is a kapara for the 7 years, that's what Rav meant. Right, or maybe that's instead of the 7 years, and therefore I'm full force. I'm going at it. Come Akari, right? Amarle, he stood up and he said, "Nader Marbereisha, let Rabbi Yochanan start the shear from the top." Right, and I'm going to ask Kasha. So Amar Shmaitze ve'akshay. So he started saying the shear. Rav Kahana has had a Kasha. Okmi b'dar kama. Sure enough, right? He had a bunch of kashas. They put him in the front row. Amar Shmaitze ve'akshay, another shear, and he asked the Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan aviyosiv asheva bastarki. Right, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on seven cushions or whatever, seats or whatever. Shalfi lechade bistarke mitute. And right, they took out one of them. So Amar Shmaitzev, actually, they said, again, he said a shir, and Rabbi Kahana also had another kasha. Right, ad shalfi lekule bastarke mitute ad yosef ara. And sure enough, this one, on and on and on and on, until Rabbi Yochanan was literally sitting on the ground. Agav, I remember when I was in Kol, Masor Kol, and Rav Goldwicht was saying a shir. And one of the Talmidim had such a kasha on the shear that Rav Goldwicht just stopped the shear in the middle and said, "I don't know, we'll come back tomorrow." I remember that very clearly. That was the only time that I can remember that the Rebbe had, heard a kasha and basically that uprooted his entire shear, and he was moda and he agreed and he said, "I got to think about this and we'll come back tomorrow." That was the only time, but it was very powerful. And sure enough, it seems like that's what was happening over here. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Gavra Sabra Hava. So sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan was older, right? Maskre Gvine, right? And he had difficulty not seeing, not because of his sight, but because either his eyes or his eyelids or his eyebrows, something was impeding, right, him from seeing. So Amar Lehu Dali Li Ene, right? As they said, like, kind of lift up my eyes, so I can see this guy. So Dali Le Bimichalta de Kaspa. I'm not sure why this is relevant, but they took the silver I guess, you know, kind of soft utensil, right, to lift up his eye. And because of the prite shivase, and they saw that he had some sort of, Rav Kahana had some sort of injury, right, on his mouth. Right, if you look at Rashi, nikras faso al yedei maka, he had been hit. It doesn't say why or what. But his sfoso, literally, his, I don't mean his mouth, I don't know, his lips, I'm not sure. But something was torn over there. And it seems like, right, sover achuch kamechayich be, and Rabbi Yochanan thought that Rabbi Kahana was smiling at him, right, not laughing, but like kind of smiling that he had brought up all these kashas, right, against Rabbi Yochanan. And sure enough, cholish daite, when Rabbi Yochanan got upset, right, it was so, and then v'noch nafshe, and not Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Kahana, right, died. And the Pasha says, why was that? Because he made Chalisha Sadas, right? He gave Chalisha Sadas to the Talmud Chacham, right? That's already causes him to not, you know, lose faith in his abilities, not learn as hard, not teach as hard. Right? Again, so he okay, not exactly, you know, obviously I'm not the judge, but that's what happened. So Lamacha the next day, Amalu the Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbanan, right? Chazisu Levavlei Hechi Avid, right? They see this what this Babylonian guy did. So Amalei, they said to him, no, what do you mean? Darkei Havei, that's how he always looked. Right? He wasn't looking at it. He wasn't laughing at it because Rabbi Yochanan had never seen him before. So he thought he was laughing at him, but he really wasn't. That's how he always looked. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan was like, oh no, now it really messed up. So Al Gabei Marasa, right? Sure enough, he went to his Mara, to his Kever, to his cave, right, where he was buried, where Rav Kahana was buried. And Chaza, Dehave Hadrele Achna. Sure enough, there was a snake, right, that was by the entrance. If you look at Rashi, Nachash Gadol Asa Atzmo Kagalgal, right, a snake had made himself like a circle, like a wheel, right, Umakaves Pi Hamara, and he was encircling, right, the entrance, pretty big snake, yeah, the entrance to the cave. Evenosin Znovel Tochpiv, and he had his tail in his mouth. He wouldn't move. He had his tail in his mouth. It was literally, right, he became literally a circle, a wheel. And he couldn't, nobody could go in. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Achna, Achna, Ptach Pumech, right? He said, open up your mouth, right? Snake, open up your mouth. Vikane Sarav, it's all Talmud. And let the Rebbe go to the Talmud. So Velo Potach, snake didn't do anything. Vikane Chover, it's a Chover. Rabbi Yochanan said, let a friend, an equal, right, go see his equal. Velo Potach didn't do that. Vikane Talmud, it's all Rav. Let the Talmud go to the Rebbe. And finally, Potach, sure enough, the snake allowed Rabbi Yochanan to go into the Maro, to the cave. Bo Rachme, so sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan Davin, Ve'okme, right, and he was able to be Mechai Mason, right, he did Tchis HaMason, Rabbi Kahana, right, was raised from the dead. So Amarlei said to him, Ihava Yadana, Darke, Demar Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan said, if I knew that's how you always looked, Lo Chal Shadayde, I never would have, you know, lost heart. And I wouldn't have, you know, he wouldn't have been Chayav Misa. So Kamash says, Hasha, now, right, Lesi Mar Bahadim, let's go back. Let's go back and learn. So I'm going to kind of sit back to him. He mutters, then, Boy Rachmi, the Sulo Shchivna Azilna, the Shchudo Shchivna, right, if you're going to daven, then I'm not going to die again. So then Azilna, then I'm happy to go. Lo Azilna, but if you're not going to give me that deal, right, I'm not going to, right, we're not going to do this again, right? I'm going to go back to the Shir, and I'm going to ask Akasha, and you're going to be upset, and I'm going to die. That's not, kind of said, I'm not willing to go through that again. Hol v'cholif shayt v'cholif, right? Because at the moment, the time has passed, right? It has passed. I'm not going to, I mean, there's a nace that I had a tchis amesim, but I'm not sure I'm going to, quote unquote, literally, I'm not sure I'm going to survive that again. So tayye okme, so sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan literally means he woke him up and he raised him up. Okay, finally, I guess that means maybe he wasn't fully alive yet. Okay. Shaili calls sfeg davale. Rabbi Yochanan asked all the shaylos, all the sfeikos that he had, Pashtin Nihale, Rav Kahana answered all of them, and Hainu Dam Rabbi Yochanan Dilchun Amri Dilchun He. The Torah said, Dilchun Amri, meaning that I thought the Torah is mine, meaning that, what, not really, meaning what Dilchun is yours, meaning what Rabbi Yochanan used to say to his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. I used to say the Torah is yours, meaning it belongs to the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, and then Amri Dilhunhi, right? Really, I say it belongs to them, meaning it really is the Bavel, right? The Torah belongs to Bavel, right? Agav, that's why one of the reasons, not this Gemara, but in general, right? That's why we learn Talmud Bavli, because the Bavlaim, the Babylonians, right, the Jewish Jews in Bavel all the time, right? Were tremendous Talmidim Chacham. Okay. Ahud de Achve Amatkasa de Rabbi Abba. There was someone who, again, back to our story of people kind of taking other people's stuff. There was a guy who showed Rabbi Abba's silks to these anasim, to people who were going to try and take stuff, and sure enough, they took it away. Yosef, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lagabo, right, all of them were sitting together, right, and Sover Lechuyuve, and they thought they make him Chayiv. And Mahadatan, because the Mishnah says, Dana Sadin, Zigas Chayiv, Chayiv is a Zakai, Tim is a Tar, Tim is a Tir is a Tame, right, if the judge, right, makes a mistake, right, so Mesha also Yishalim and Beso, right, you don't reverse the judgment, but the judge has to pay. Meaning that, and so again, by a Moser, and see, he's gonna be chayiv. So just like a judge has to pay, right? So to a moser, so Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi said to them, "Hachi Amar Rav." Rav said, "Vehusha Nasav Nasav Yado." As we said before, right? It's only if you physically like put it in his hand. That's talking about the judge. If the judge physically put it in, but if he didn't, right, then he's not gonna be. Then he's gonna be pater. And so they said, "Amar Eloi." They said to him, "Zula Gavir Rabbi Shimon Ben." Elyonkis, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the Dine Dina de Garmi, can go to those judges who say Dina de Garmi, right? They're going to say that you are Chayiv. Right? So Azul Gavayu, they said to him, Chayiv im Masnisen. And sure enough, they said he's Chayiv. The Moser is Chayiv, based on the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, as we said, Machmas a Gazlan, Chayiv lahamid lo sada acher. And if it's because of the Gazlan, right, he's got Chayiv to pay another field, then Vokimna achvuye. Right, and we saw the cases where the guy pointed something else out. So sure enough, just like in this case, when you pointed out Rabbi Abba's silk, so he's going to have to be chayiv to pay back for it. Ha'u gavra dehava makpid le akasa bekaspa. There was a guy who had a mafkid, not makpid, but mafkid. He had a pikadon. Someone gave him right a silver cup as an item to watch over. And saluku ganve ilave. Right, so sure enough, there was ganavim that came and shakli yavli luhu, and he gave them right the silver cup instead of I guess hurting him or killing him, whatever. So also came to Rabba and Patre. Rabba, they went to Rabba and said he's Pater. So Abaye said, what do you mean? Hi matil atzmo moment shal chaveruhu. Right, the guy is saving himself with someone else's stuff. Right, he has to pay for that. Again, it's not, you know, you have to pay that. In that case, you're hired to pay for the stuff. So Alam Ravashi Chazinat. Ravashi said, no, we kind of figure out what the pshat. E'inish Amidhu. If he's a guy who has a lot of money, if he's an usher, if he's a wealthy guy, then therefore, the Ganavim came to him. And therefore he is chayiv, because the chore they were coming anyway, and therefore he saved all the rest of his money by giving like this silver cup. But if he low, but if not, if he's not a rich guy, and then they came out to the kasbah, that also, but then we assume that they came for the cup, and since that was they came what they came for, so he's not chayiv to give it to them, because again that was already is already gone, and that's what they wanted. Fine. Hau gavet dehavu mafkid gabe arnika de pidyon shvuyim. Sure enough, right, the guy had some money. Not sure enough, but there was a guy who had a wallet of money for pidyon shvuyim to redeem captives. Right, saliku ganav. Again, unfortunately, yana deoma. Although money doesn't really help, unfortunately. Right, saliku ganave right ilave. Sure enough, there were ganavim and shakli yavli nihali. And sure enough, he gave it to them. So also the kamei de rabba right in patre. Right, they went to rabba. Right, should be rabba. Right, and yes, should be right. Changed it to rabba. And then they say it was patre. Isn't he saving himself with someone else's money? So Amalei said back to him, no, in the pidyon shvuyim, go to Mizah. Yeah, that money is for pidyon shvuyim. Well, now he is a shavuy, right? That guy was going to be a captive or threatened with it. So sure enough, that's exactly what the money was for. Ahu gavad akdim v'asik chamra lamabra. There was a guy who was trying to bring a donkey onto a boat. Kamei desliku inshi b'mabra before people right got on the boat. And then boy ladbuye, and sure enough, the donkey was either too much weight or he was moving around or whatever. He was going to make the boat sink. And also ugavra and malachle lechamrei the ugavra v'shadi the nara v'tava. Some guy came and sure enough kicked the donkey off the boat, and the donkey sure enough drowned right in the river. So the kamei derabba also the kamei derabba v'patre. Right, sure enough, Rabba said the guy's patre. So Amarle Abaye again said v'amatzel asman mamu chaveruhu. Isn't he saving his own life through someone else's money? So Amarle said no. Haimei kar rodef ava. No, that donkey was a rodef. That donkey was always going to mess up the boat, and you could have gotten rid of it right. A rodef, if someone's running after you to kill, right? He is, he's patre. He's forfeit, and therefore when he threw donkey off, right, he's going to be potter. And Rabba Latame, this is Rabba Shita, Dama Rabba, Rodef Shaya, Rodef Acha Chavera Lahargo. If you have a Rodef, someone was running after somebody else to kill him, Vishibres Lakelem, and he broke some stuff, right, when he was running after him. Bain shall nirdaf, bain shall kol adam potter. He's potter regardless of who it belongs to. Sherim is chayv ben afsho, because a rodef is chayv ben afsho, right? You're allowed to kill him, right? He's chayv misa. Anybody's allowed to kill him, right? Chayv misa. Well, that's actually a discussion. Okay, whatever. But he's chayv misa, and therefore it's kim leib rab mineh, because he's not going to be chayv for the money. If a nirdaf, well, let's say the nirdaf, let's say you're the one who's being run after. The one who the guy is running after, Sheshibar Zakelim Shirodif, and he breaks the stuff that belongs to the Rodif, he is potter, Shalihem Mono Chaviv Olav Megufo, because the money shouldn't be more valuable to them than his life. Meaning if we're gonna allow the guy being chased, right, to save himself, by again, he's allowed to shoot the Rodif. So obviously he's allowed to break his stuff. He doesn't have to pay for that. Avach shakol adam, but if he breaks someone else's stuff, then chayev. Then the guy, the near death, the guy who's being run after, is going to be chayev. Da'asr latzi atzmo b'mamu chaveiro, because you're not allowed to save yourself with the money of somebody else. Or that's a machlokas in the Rishonim, how you understand that, whether it's mamish asr, or whether you know what it means is simply that you could just have to pay him for it. Okay, well, that's what we used, right, the last couple of minutes, right, that we assumed, right, that if you use money to save yourself, then you're going to be chayev. Okay, well, then you're chayev to pay for it. For Rodif, Rodif Achar, Rodif Latzil. And let's say, again, this Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, and then, and then Levi comes to try and kill Reuven, right, to save the Rodif, to shoot the Rodif, to save the guy. Then, if the third guy, Vishibar Caleb, if he broke stuff, Ben Shon Yonatav, Ben Shon Kola, then Potter, regardless, right, of who owns the stuff, he's going to be Potter. Velomen Adin, and that's not actually the halacha. Really, he should be chayev, but Elishi, yeah, tell Omer Kane, if you don't say that, you would have nobody, Shematzal as Chaverim and Rodif, right? No one would go and save him from Rodif because he doesn't want to be chayev money, right? If he went out of his way, right, to do that. Okay, we'll stop by the Mishnah. We'll invite you to the Hedek Hashas tomorrow. Very exciting as we creep towards the end of the Sefer Bava Kama. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.